a host of well-known names and faces from the Northwest will embark upon a 250-kilometre long bed push in aid of 9 beneficiaries that help families with children diagnosed with life-threatening illnesses. Now, stretching from Crumlin Hospital in Dublin to Letterkenny University Hospital in County Donegal, Noah's Bed Push, so-called after little Noah Gooch, who has been receiving care at both hospitals since being diagnosed with cancer at the age of 5 in January of this year, will help raise much-needed funds for the deserving beneficiaries. And to tell me a lot more about it, and indeed you know this man very well, I'm delighted to be joined online by Sean Doherty, former flagship presenter at Highland Radio. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning, Morgan. Thanks very much, and thank you for the time. Really appreciate it.
No problem, no bother at all. Our pleasure. And okay, firstly, tell us a little bit about Noah.
Well, little Noah was born to Lee and Claire Gooch. Lee is a presenter on Highland mm-hmm. Radio and a very, very dear friend of mine. And when Noah was born, it was discovered that he had Down syndrome. And with that came a few challenges because he had to be, you know, back and forth to the hospital for little checks for certain conditions that children with Down syndrome can be prone to. And, you know, he was progressing really well. He's a very healthy child, a beautiful, loving child, as you'll know. You've seen the picture of him.
Fabulous smile. Mark,
he's gorgeous. Mm-hmm. And doing great. And then in January of this year, I literally got a phone call from Lee to say they were in a taxi on the way to Dublin. Claire's a nurse in the hospital. She didn't like the look of him, how he was. She knew something was wrong. She took him to the hospital, and he was placed in a taxi, taken to Crumlin, and diagnosed with a type of leukemia. So this was obviously devastating news.
Yeah, absolutely.
For them. Mm-hmm. And for all of us who know the family and know little Noah, and so we thought, what can we do? You know, because the team that's involved in this bed push, Margaret, we've been involved in quite a few events together, and little did we know that one day we'd be having to help out one of our colleagues.
Because that's the thing, when you work in a job like ours, you end up helping people, and we're delighted to do so. But then when it comes to your own doorstep, and obviously you're like a family, you know, it affects you as well as your work colleague and his extended family.
It does. It does indeed. And, you know, I have to say, Lee, he's a very positive guy. And, you know, I think it really helped that he was just determined to see this in a positive way. I mean, having said that, I mean, Noah's had his ups and downs through treatment, as you know, with the leukemia journey, and with any journey where there's a very, very sick child, they're very vulnerable. And, you know, you're 1 week he could have treatment, the next week he couldn't. But fortunately, the treatment seems to be working at the moment, and we're all very,
Brilliant.
Very happy about that.
Mm-hmm.
But we thought, well, Lee, of course, and Claire thought, you know, how can we give back? Because so many charities helped, and these are charities that we're going to be helping, Margaret, are charities that help children throughout your listenership area. It's not just Letterkenny University Hospital Children's Ward that will be benefiting. It's Crumlin Children's, it's the Donegal Down Syndrome Association, it's Hand in Hand Children's Cancer Society, it's the Bumble.
Oh, the Bumbleance, yeah.
Oh, brilliant.
Which is
and
a brilliant...
You know, he's put up a few posts, Margaret, of little Noah arriving back in the... Oh, they're wonderful, you know, bringing him back in the Bumbleance, and it's specially kitted out for kids, as you know. And the blood bike, I mean, all these things that you hear about, you know, and then all of a sudden a family has maybe been hearing about through your show and my show and other shows,
mm-hmm.
and then all of a sudden they're needing them, the services. So, you know, and when you talk about children and sickness, of course, it touches everybody's heart. And I would
Absolutely.
Appeal to anybody to take a look at little Noah. And I'm sure you'll be on your website later.
Yes.
And look at his picture and you'll see exactly why we love this little guy.
Yeah,
you know?
and the thing is, even, you know, seeing some of the posts that Lee has been putting on social media, and the two of them, like, they're real cool dudes. They're really, you know, he's bringing out the best in both a little Noah and himself. And even though, like, Noah obviously is going through a tough time, both of them are smiling and, you know, just getting on with it. And even though Noah's still in the middle of his treatment, Lee has decided, Leon and his wife and family have decided to give back along with his radio family.
Absolutely. You're 100% right. And that the picture that you've just painted there of Lee and Noah, I mean, I don't know how I would feel in this situation, Margaret. I know I had a sister of six who actually died of leukemia, and a niece, my sister's daughter,
She
was one. And she's doing fantastic now. My six-year-old sister died many, many years ago, mm-hmm. and we didn't have the treatments, and she may well have been alive had we had the treatments that we have today. But you look at little Noah and Lee, and as you say, despite the fact that he's got this feeding tube in, he's having all this treatment, he's laughing, he's giggling.
Yeah.
And when Lee was saying to me the other day, it's almost like he senses, if the family has taken a wee bit of a dip, he's got a little brother called Lee, who's only a couple of years older than him, and he adores him. And it's been very difficult for him, you know. And
of course.
It's almost, Lee was saying, as if when he sees the family are a wee bit low, he'll say, hug, 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 and he goes and hugs them and loves them.
Oh, fabulous.
And picks it up,
yeah.
A beautiful child.
Mm-hmm. Now, so there is going to be a bed push. It's 250 kilometres. You are taking part along with a host of other well-known names and faces. So tell me about it.
Yeah, we've decided to push a hospital bed from Crumlin Hospital to Letterkenny University Hospital. And we've got this team of people with us, Brian McCracken from the Letterkenny Shopping Centre, Robert O'Connor, who's involved in Relay for Life, Mary mm-hmm. Duffy, she's from Highland Radio, Dennis Ferry and Leslie O'Donnell. They're the Donegal Road Trekkers. They've done loads of charity events. They take on these real sort of epic treks and things. And we're all getting together with Lee and myself, and we're going to be in Caroline Orr from Highland Radio and Kira Johnson, who's with the BBC now. We're all getting together, and we're going to be involved in this campaign and pushing the beds. Some are going to be more involved, two or three. It will be based in Donegal, doing the kind of social media, and we'll be doing the pushing. And then we'll stop en route, obviously.
No.
The whole way without a rest.
No.
And we're going to be taking it all the way up, and we're getting great support from the Gardaí and the PSNI in the north as well, because obviously we don't want to be disturbing the traffic too much if we can. But we're going to push this bed. And as I say, we've got a lot of people actually who are well-known personalities from the entertainment world and from the sporting world who are all saying, yeah, we want to get on board. So we're hopefully going to be able to give a whole list of names of who's going to be joining us on the journey, different parts of the journey as well, you know.
Brilliant. So people can join in. And so is this going from Dublin? Will it be going through the north, or have you got the route in mind yet?
Yeah, we'll be coming along. If you used to go to Dublin along the Slane route, you know, through Slane that way. So we'll be coming that way and up, and we will be going through the north and then over into Donegal. So we leave on the 19th of August, and it's up until the 22nd. So we've got a few days to do it anyway. But no, really looking forward to it. And since we announced this yesterday, I mean, already, I think this morning there was something like €1,200. It was outstanding just for yesterday afternoon. Such is the goodwill, you know. Because people, when you mention children, Margaret, you know, people say, you know, there, but for the grace of God, you know. And we're going through this awful, horrible COVID nightmare at the moment, and we want to turn this into something joyful, you know. We want to make this a happy thing and lift people. And of course, all of these charities, of course, and people with cancer and people with problems like this are concerned because of the COVID, you know, how's this going to affect our treatment going forward?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're hoping to raise enough money to make a difference to that as well, you know, through the goodness of the people who are coming out in their droves to help and support us and to help and support little Noah.
Yeah, and you know what really does amaze me about this, and when I read this yesterday when Mary sent us in the press details, was the fact that the family are still going through this. And yet they are thinking of others. And you know, you have to give so much time, obviously, to coping with having a child sick and with all the appointments and even more difficult now because of COVID. And yet they're thinking of others. And I'm just amazed by that, to be honest.
I agree. I mean, and that's been something that's been pretty remarkable about Lee and Claire through this, you know, that despite what they're going through, this nightmare, and it is a nightmare, mm-hmm. of course, that they're saying, gosh, we can't believe how good people are being to us, you know. It just brings, you know, the Irish.
Yeah.
I mean, they're mm-hmm. just brings out the best of people, and there's no better people than the Irish for giving and holding out the hand when people are in need, and that's what's happening, you know. And people have been so good and offering help, and they just can't believe how kind people have been to them, and they just want to give back. And as you say, they're still going through this. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was diagnosed in January. He's still got a long way to go. The treatment is, as you can imagine, is quite difficult, and he's lost his little blonde head of hair, and feeding tube in and all these little difficulties, but he's still giggling and laughing and loving through it all, and they just want to give back as well.
And you know what, he hasn't lost that smile, because as I was saying, like on social media, that smile would just melt a heart. It's just as if to say, I'm grand, I'm sending out the message, I'm fine, I'm still smiling, and that is so important. So Sean, how can people get involved now and support Noah's Bed Push?
Well, I mean, first of all, you know, Lee would say a little prayer for Lee. I mean, people have been sending messages from all over the world. It's amazing. America, you name it, they've been sending messages saying, we're praying for little Noah, we're praying for little Noah. Well, here's a chance now if you want to support financially, no matter what amount. I mean, we're not saying, you know, this is what we want. We've got a target, but if people have got €1 or €2 or whatever they want to give, there's a GoFundMe page, there's a Facebook page, there's Instagram and Lee Gooch. But if you have it on your website,
we will do, yes, absolutely.
They could go to your website, click on the GoFundMe page, and that might be one of the easiest ways to support this particular campaign, this drive to help these charities and to raise awareness as well of the charities, which is really important, and what they're doing, and to, I suppose, help little Noah on his journey.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, Sean, the very, very best of luck with the Bed Push. And of course, send our love to Lee and Claire and Noah and the whole family. We'll keep us updated. We'll keep our listeners updated on how that Bed Push is going. And of course, anyone that wants to donate whatever you can, then we'll have all the details up on Ocean FM Ireland's Facebook page. So will you get a chance now to enjoy the sun, or are you training now for this, Sean?
Yeah, well, we're going to be doing a bit of training, all right. I've been out on the bike quite a lot recently, and it's a bit hot at the moment, isn't it? But we're not going to complain about that.
No, absolutely not.
I just want to say this to you, Margaret. You know, I know a lot of people would be approaching you for help. I know this particular story has touched your heart and the hearts of the people at Ocean. We want to thank you very, very much for giving us this time. And I know everybody in the campaign is going to be listening to this broadcast as well. And they're very appreciative. The family are so appreciative of what you're doing for us at Ocean FM as well, and thank you so much to yourself and to your team and your researchers and producers and everybody at Ocean for supporting us and helping us in this particular drive. Really appreciate it, and all your listeners as well. Thank you very much.
Yeah, well, it's our pleasure, and as we say, we'll keep our listeners up to date. You keep us up to date, and we'll keep the listeners up to date, and our love to all the family. Sean, thanks a million for joining me on the programme this morning.
Lovely to talk to you. Thanks,
Thank you. Thanks.
Bye-bye.